This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. It is the DA show on this Thursday morning as we steamroll towards the 4th of July. It is July 2nd, 2020. And it is me, Miraz, with Andrew Bogish in for DA on the DA show. DA finally enjoying a couple days off with his wife. Been a long road for him, doing a lot of shows here as he gets ready to barbecue. I'm sure he'll be playing with Rosie the Cat, putting a little 4th of July maybe headset on, the fancy ears, playing around with some American pom-poms, having the kitty litter box all change. It's a big couple days for DA, I'm sure. As if he's listening right now, he's probably rolling his eyes going, what the heck are you talking about? Bogish, hello, how are you?
It's already hour number two, and DA better still be asleep. I think he's already where they're going to be for the weekend, so he better be still sound asleep, getting some rest, not listening, or at least not listening to us if he's awake, because
yes,
he needs that kind of break from you in particular, from me a little bit, from Pete a little bit. So whether he's up grilling something this morning or looking out at some woods or chasing Rosie wherever, he better not be listening to this show.
He better not be, although I kind of hope he better is next hour. Better is, that's probably not the right word, but
it's not, yeah.
The top of next hour, 1 hour from now, a DA show legend, a DA show hero of sorts, Badlands Booker of the Major League Eating Competitive Eating Circuit, who obviously is in DA lore. He has won 2 wienerships. He has been part of our casual wingership. He was maybe our favorite guest spot to date during the pandemic when he admitted that he forgot whether he had an Admiral's Feast from Red Lobster. He is back ahead of what will take place this Saturday. The Nathan's 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest will be a little different. It won't be in Coney Island with the Spray Zone. Sadly, we hope we get back there next year. It will be done from home. And the last time we had a quarantine challenge at home, the Major League Eating did, we were psyched at Badlands Booker on the show to promote it, and he fell flat on his face. And I am real worried that his career is stretching far behind. I want to motivate him. I want to ask him, hey, is there something we're doing wrong here in training? Because we need the best of you, Badlands Booker. Which leads us to our poll question. We've been promoting this guest spot all week. The poll question you will find on CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. Once James Boccioni, our producer for today, takes care of that, I will post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/the DA show. We'll do our advanced analytics later in the show. The poll question of the day is, will Miraz motivate Badlands Booker to win this year's Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest? Yes or no? Bogus early prediction. Yes or no? Will he win?
Yeah.
You think he's going to win?
I'm sorry, Badlands. I'm reading.
Are you even paying attention to me anymore?
No, you know what? I was confused. I'm reading about the 4th of July thing, but the contest, because I couldn't remember where, how they were doing it. I was trying to find, I'm easily distracted, because I thought I read that they were doing their own bubble thing. So I was trying to find what I read yesterday that said they were doing this at like a secure location, not at their houses. So I was not paying full attention to every word of your question. I'm sorry. What am I voting on?
Yeah. Will he win? Will I have motivated him? And will he finally win the hot dog eating contest? Because I've pushed him and motivated him.
No. He's not going to win. But I do know that you can bet on this for the first time this year.
Not.
And I'm not a gambler, but I've thought about betting. You can bet for Joey Chestnut, which is a dumb bet because he's like -1250, which means you need to bet $1,250 to win $100. You can't do that. But the field is +650. So I have a thought about just betting on the field in case there's an upset here and cashing in on that upset.
Well, you read my mind. You don't even know this. I believe we are having the DraftKings CEO on tomorrow on the first time ever bets that you could do on the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. So that could be a little fun we could have with that tomorrow. We're crunching and munching, and away we go. But that will be our poll question of the morning. Now, news did come down yesterday. Well, it started with the DA show yesterday morning where Bogus, I believe, had in an update that Major League Baseball is considering Field of Dreams options. Now, the Field of Dreams, obviously, we all know the famous movie that we have not done for Mothership at the Movies, but they were building a field, I guess right behind or right next to the actual movie site of the Field of Dreams with the cornfields as the outfield, which I believe was going to be clear walls in front of it. It was kind of a phony Field of Dreams anyway, but it was going to be the Yankees and White Sox this year. Now, obviously the pandemic happened, and I, as a Yankee fan, because I knew they would be involved, was excited to an extent because it was different, it was intrigue, and I would have been into it. But now the White Sox will not play the Yankees this year. It's only division play. We're limiting travel. I just assumed that this was done for and we were going to try again next year, Bogus. And when you said this yesterday, I actually thought you meant, okay, we're rethinking different teams for next year, for 20. There's no way they're going to do this in 2020. And then the news yesterday afternoon comes out that Major League Baseball will schedule the St. Louis Cardinals to go play the Chicago White Sox at this Field of Dreams this year, this August, the 2020 season. And I reread this story, and you know me with reading comprehension. I can oftentimes flop on that. It is well noted and well regarded on the show. And when you and I were going back and forth texting about what we wanted to do on the show today, your immediate response to me was something along the terms of the game won't happen. They're not going to end up doing that. And I said, well, Bogus, they just came out and leaked that it's going to be Cardinals White Sox. And you said, oh, I didn't know they settled on team. So I had even broken the news to you. And before I get your thought on this, let me just say, we opened the show talking about the NFL canceling two preseason games and the MLS bubble that has already begun before they've even played, basically being burst because FC Dallas has 6 and maybe 10 players positive with coronavirus. This has been the year that everybody will want to forget in history for the most part. When all is said and done, we will look back and go, that year was awful. We want sports back badly if you are a sports fan. You can't figure out whether a bubble works. You can't figure out if Major League Baseball was doing everything right by shortening travel and that working. How is it that Major League Baseball basically is going to mosey on its way and throw a couple teams on a bus to Iowa to go play? And I understand maybe Iowa isn't as ravaged as some other areas with the coronavirus. And I understand this is in August and it's a long way to go. Shouldn't we be scrapping, Bogus, any gimmicky games in any sport right now? Why on earth are you even chancing going somewhere else that isn't the same, you know, what we're going to be used to in Major League Baseball with stadiums and sanitary and people who are working these stadiums? And I understand that there won't be fans there, which is another element. I know there would have been limited fans to begin with, but if you can't even have the limited fans that would have been at this game, why do you even need to have the gimmicky moment in Iowa? I think this is so asinine, so stupid, so ridiculous. Major League Baseball went through enough problems as it is. You got Rob Manfred saying something stupid yesterday where they were only going to settle on 60 games to begin with. Why even take the chance that, because to me, only a negative could come from this, because if you play and nothing happens, well, great, you played in Iowa, who really cares, no fans were there. Why even take the chance that somebody could test positive after going to do this game at the Field of Dreams? Bogus, I find this so stupid by Major League Baseball.
And you hated this game from the beginning, right? Because it's actually not
yes.
on the Field of Dreams. They're building
right.
it next to it. Why do I need to go there? What else is in Iowa? I would never do this trip. So, like, you've always been against it from the beginning.
Right.
It was whatever for me. Take it or leave it. It was a decent idea. I had to see it in actual, like, reality. The Little League game has worked out well. I like these special sight games in general across the board in sports. So I didn't hate it at face value. But when I did see just a random tweet Monday, like, oh, by the way, asked MLB, and they're still planning on playing at the Field of Dreams. I went, really? And then this news yesterday that the Cardinals are stepping in to replace the Yankees and face the White Sox. I didn't even know what to say when you told me that, because there is no reason to do this. Like, even if, let's just say, the Field of Dreams was about to fall through the earth into the core of the earth and burn up and never exist after this August. Like, I still wouldn't play this game there. It's just, like you said, there is not enough of a positive to make this worthwhile. In the cleanest of buses taking the players there, in a smaller scenario where, I guess, in theory, there are less things to have to safe-proof and clean and disinfect and sanitize. There's fewer people involved, no fans, so there's less people breathing God knows what at each other. But still, in a 60-game season, when games matter more, the rules of playing an actual baseball game are ludicrous in terms of what you can't do and what you can do and where you can do it and when you can do it, that we're going to add the extra wrinkle of going to a made-for-TV field in Iowa that's supposed to be this awesome fan experience without having fans is as dumb as it gets. Like, the Ryder Cup in golf is a fantastic event every couple of years. It's supposed to be at the end of this year. Now, technically, they can do it in terms of, I mean, we've seen the PGA for the most part, that they've had their positive test in the last week or so, but, like, their system right now is okay. They could play the Ryder Cup later this year, and they still might, but they probably aren't, because they'd have to play without fans, and the Ryder Cup without fans makes zero sense.
Right.
This game, without people there, makes zero sense. Then you throw in all the coronavirus stuff, and I can't believe they're not only just entertaining the thought of playing it, but they are actually reconfiguring the teams, which takes you that they're really thinking about playing it, which is just stupid.
So when this story came out, I almost thought I was reading something from The Onion, and I think what bothered me maybe more than anything was it comes out and I see it, shared by people on Twitter, and we all know if you're following the sports people on Twitter, and in a year where everybody has complained about everything, a lot for good reason, in a year where everybody is fighting and bickering over everything, again, a lot for good reason, some a little ridiculous, I am stunned to a news, dare I say, Bogus, that I wasn't reading a timeline flooded with what the heck is Major League Baseball talking about? Why are they doing this? It was as if I got put on another planet, and I'm the only one seeing that there is no positives that could come of this. If you're Dyersville Park, where this is being played, you get the normal whoever drives through Iowa wants to see the Field of Dreams, economy boost, yes, but that's not going to happen when fans right. aren't there. So what benefit are you getting from doing this? And now, as you pointed out, last year my biggest problem with this was when it first came out, I thought they were playing in the actual movie park field. No, they're just building it next to it, and they're not even using the cornfields as the outfield wall. They're putting a glass barrier up in front of it. To me, I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. But as a Yankee fan, because I watch Yankee games, I would have been intrigued enough to watch the game. And the only thing I could come back to for Major League Baseball, why they somehow had a meeting after fighting with every player, money, wasn't financially smart enough for us to do any of this stuff. The only thing I could keep coming back to is there's no All-Star game this year. And maybe because they're also dealing with two sports having postseason play during the crux of their season, that they wanted to have some sort of summer event to point to, and therefore they're hoping that on the night this game is played that people will flock to their TVs and go, oh, this is kind of cool, we're getting the White Sox and Cardinals at the Field of Dreams. But I mean, Bogus, they can't be that naive to think that on a potential night where, I don't know, the NBA is maybe still at the end of their regular season, maybe we get a Laker-Clipper game, we're getting some real fun NHL stuff where, you know, maybe there's a Blackhawk involved or Rangers involved, that somehow, some way, people are going to go, ooh, this is juicy. I can't wait to watch the White Sox and Cardinals play at a fake Field of Dreams tonight. I can't see it. And you know what? I'll be the first one here on the DA show, Bogus, with you and DA, if we're on the morning after going, wow, that was really cool. That was awesome that we got a gimmicky event. Maybe it does work out. But to me, I think too much can go wrong where this just doesn't make any sense.
No, I mean, it makes zero sense because I don't remember, as I like the Little League game, has it happened twice now? This would have been the third year, whatever the number is. Like, I don't remember seeing stories about how the Sunday Night Baseball ratings went through the roof because it was at the Little League Park. If I missed it, it might have happened. But there's no way that this game has any kind of draw to outweigh all of the other possible negatives, as well as, it doesn't even matter what's going on, the NBA and NHL, what the competition might be on that particular night. It's just about baseball and further disrupting this ridiculously short season for, you know, a swing at extra publicity is a joke. Just play the games, keep everybody where they're going to be, don't make this any more difficult than it already is, and then revisit. If you want to overwhelm us next year with gimmicky stuff to make up for this year, fine. But this year, all of this stuff should be off the table. And again, it's not even, you know, we've had this conversation last week with the NFL, like just kind of slowly going along and being optimistic. Like, it's okay to be optimistic. It's okay to not cancel things too soon. But like, this is now the window for the NFL to take off the Hall of Fame stuff. Now we're in the window where they need to address the beginning of the preseason. Baseball is well within this window to go, you know what, guys, let's be serious.
Yes.
Like, the logistical headache of this entire season is through the roof. We are not adding on to this by shepherding two teams to Iowa for a game that, when push comes to shove, no one really is going to care about. I want to see it, Sean, but I'm not staying up all night to watch how Cardinals White Sox plays out. Like, give me an inning or two, let me see what it looks like, it's sunsetting and whatever, and then I'm done. I'm going to bed, I'm watching something else on TV, whatever it may be, sports or not. So, I mean, maybe this is just them shuffling their feet and they'll cancel it soon, but the fact that it's still this much alive on July 2nd is crazy.
There are two specific phrases and sayings that I have loved the last 5-6 years when I get frustrated by something or somebody, and I rarely, if ever, probably never have used them both at the same time. Those two sayings, Bogus, are take a lap and get serious. And for the first time, I will tell Major League Baseball with the Field of Dreams, take a lap and get serious. The MLB continuing on with the Field of Dreams game, a complete and utter joke. I won't call it tone deaf, but it's just senseless. I don't think there's any tone deafness to it, but just the senseless risk of any extra travel more than we need for the payoff of playing a game that's not even the real Field of Dreams that the game is filled. No sense. Makes no sense at all. When we come back, Bogus, two very critical things we need to do. Number one, Damian Lillard is very much questioning the NBA bubble, as we have already as well. We get into his thoughts, and we're stunned to a news. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, take a look back on football history, relive the epic moments as the Patriots travel to Heinz Field to take on the Steelers in the 2004 AFC Championship game. Don't miss NFL Rewind on CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah!
It's Andrew Bogus and me, Mraz, hit for DA. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, that number to get involved is 855-212-4227. Woo! At Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus. I gave you a little Ric Flair there, Bogus. And we're going to get the stun to a news in your update in just a second. But it sounded like, did you want to comment on the Ric Flair? Did you not like it?
I didn't know that was Ric Flair. Pete, was that Ric Flair?
That was more like out of breath to me.
It was okay. Out of breath. I do have to, yeah, I will admit, in between break, I ran upstairs to get a muffin, and I again, no sleep. We went over this top of the show. I'm bailing out water out of my basement. Bad thunderstorm. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm not in good cardio shape right now. But the idea that I just hold myself up these stairs to get a muffin. Then I had to fiddle with the package because they wrapped these muffins that I bought like it was a CD I was buying in the 90s. Like I had just bought Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette. I was trying to open it up. Then by the time I got that, I got it from Costco, so the muffin is gigantic, so I wanted to cut it up into pieces so it was easier to eat. Then I ran downstairs, then I threw on my headset, then Pete tells me I got CBS Sports Network, so I'm scrambling to open the read part of it, and I just need to catch my breath, so I went with a woo.
Yeah, it just wasn't Ric Flair enough. There's a lot of Ric Flair in his woo. I'm not going to do it if Pete wants. That's better.
Woo! That was horrible.
But again, I mean, there's a larger discussion here that you're winded running to and opening a muffin. Like, if you weren't necessarily eating a muffin, maybe you wouldn't be winded by going just up and down the stairs. Like, if you want to get an egg white omelet or a piece of fruit, maybe you could do that and never even break a sweat.
But it's a blueberry muffin. There's antioxidants in it.
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe.
There's a lot of antioxidants. It gets rid of the oxidants. They're against them.
A lot of other stuff in it, too.
Get those oxidants out.
Yeah. I don't.
You're a fatty like me.
And by the way, I'd be totally, and this is the most predictable outcome of this. I don't know what an oxidant is. I just know that it says it has the antioxidants, and I assume that's good. So I don't know. I don't know. Do you know what an oxidant is?
No, specifically I do not. But I also would never use that as a reason to eat a blueberry muffin because, as Pete said, the rest of the muffin is crap. So whatever antioxidants, whatever they do are in there, it's not balancing out the other things.
That's right.
Still a way to dance up your fruit, right? I'm getting some blueberries into my system this morning.
Just
and
eat blueberries.
Have you ever just had a blueberry?
Yes.
Yes.
They're not that good. You need a blueberry in a pancake and a muffin, and that's the best way to ingest fruit.
Not true.
I mean, it is true because it's the tastiest way, and you're still getting the same nutritional benefits that you guys are getting from slamming regular blueberries into your mouth.
I will not defend blueberries by themselves. I would agree that they are not my favorite fruit. They are better in something else, but that's why I don't have blueberry muffins, because the muffin part defeats the part of the blueberry and the antioxidants.
All right. Well, the oxidants are being fought against. The anti is here. I have him. I've re-caught my breath, and that's a good thing. Damian Lillard, who you want to talk about bogus, and I think I've pointed to this a little bit between people being negative with the coronavirus in sports, people maybe being too positive, trying to find that sweet spot in the middle. Damian Lillard has felt like somebody from the beginning who wanted to find any way to rain on the NBA playing parade. Number one, the Blazers sitting in the 9 spot on the outside looking in. He made a whole point of saying, if we don't have a realistic shot at the playoffs, I'm not going. I truthfully believe these weeks, maybe months later since Damian Lillard said that, he never thought in a million years that the NBA was actually going to come up with a pretty cool way for a 9 seed to really be involved in getting that play-in opportunity. I think Lillard was hinting at the NBA, hey, just make sure you take care 1-8. So the NBA called basically his bluff on that. Then the Blazers get involved in this, and then there was the threats of Damian Lillard basically telling everybody, I don't want my summer ruined. I don't want my summer ruined. So Damian Lillard went from acting like he cared about playing to, I just don't want my summer ruined. All right, I can live with that. Now it's time you want to hang by the pool and do whatever. And I would argue that for the most part, all of America's summer has been ruined. Now you will see plenty of photos and videos of people doing their damnedest in some unsafe ways, some safe ways to make sure their summer's not ruined. But I think the best way to look at it is we're trying to make the best of our summer, the most of our summer. I think that's probably where we all kind of lie. But I get the drift. Damian Lillard, when he says he doesn't want a summer ruin, doesn't mean he doesn't want to go to Orlando just to make sure he can float in his above-ground pool in his backyard. No, I would think he still wants to do some other things that we'd probably frown upon. But now, all right, he's fought this, he's fought that. They're headed to Orlando. And Damian Lillard said with a laugh on Wednesday, they say with a laugh, he's, my confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you're telling me you're going to have 22 teams of players following all the rules. When we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. I don't have much confidence, but hopefully it'll be handled to a point where we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position. All right. And this made headlines because Lillard, being a star player in the NBA, is saying flat out he doesn't expect NBA players to follow the rules. And now we have discussed a lot of these rules. Bogus has read many in updates over the last couple of weeks. No doubles ping pong. We have guards guarding around the bubble. You're only allowed to eat at certain restaurants. And basically, what it comes down to is there are a lot of rules. And we have questioned the NBA's ability to, or the players' ability to follow the rules. And now I get this Lillard quote, and it's really made me deep think last night and think a lot this morning, Bogus. What exactly do they mean by these players aren't going to be able to follow the rules? I think the problem is they don't want to be in this bubble because they don't want these rules. What is there to do? Like, are they going to get past some guard at a hotel and, what, go to find a bar in Orlando? Is that what he's talking about? Like, to me, I don't even understand how there's true opportunity to not follow the rules. In my mind, and we touched on this with the MLS thing, I think the way that the bubble gets burst is, like you've said, there's Disney employees coming and going. The guy making their omelets in the morning is not in this bubble necessarily. To me, I think that's the way the bubble gets intruded. Maybe I'm naive. I don't understand where the players are going to be able to go to even break all these rules.
Yeah, I see your point there. And Lillard has definitely said a few things along the way here that he probably shouldn't have said out loud. I mean, some of them were valid feelings. Like, I too would have been in the same spot. Like, I'm not going to go spend 55 days in isolation to have the randomest chance of getting the 8 seed and making the playoffs. Like, I kind of felt that point. He couldn't have saying it out loud was the problem. Like,
right.
I would have had the same feeling as him. But I don't have an answer to what the specific rule breaking would be in this scenario. But I agree in general that people are going to break the rules, whether it's, you know, whether it's doubles ping pong, whether it's reusing a deck of cards. Again, as you said, there's a lot of stupid and very, not stupid,
right,
but very detailed, minute, specific rules that I can't even believe somebody even thought of to put on paper before they get down to Orlando. You know, I was just reading before this morning that there's, I think it's in Australia, where they have a quarantine system where you know, when you come into the country, you have to quarantine for 14 days. And there were like issues of people under quarantine, like sleeping with the guards who were there, like keeping them in quarantine, which caused a mini outbreak because now you've got the two kind of populations mixing. So like, the workers at Disney are not supposed to be near the players. They're supposed to be separate, which is why it's okay that those workers are leaving and coming and whatnot. But like, I'm assuming there are ways for somebody to mess up and open the door to some kind of issues. The specifics, I don't know, but I agree in general with Dame that there's just bound to be someone to do something stupid or accidental and mess up the whole thing. Plus, you know, even Adam Silver's coming and going, Sean. Like, to me,
that I have an
either
issue
you're
with.
In, you're in or you're out.
Well,
in
you
this
read
situation.
That... No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you read that yesterday about the Adam Silver, and that blew my mind. And I actually wanted us all with DA to get into that a little deeper yesterday as well. You can't, if you're Adam Silver, ask every player, every coach, broadcasters, as we see Marv Albert having to opt out, to go stay in this bubble. You're the commissioner of the league. You're the guy everybody's supposed to be following the lead of. No, you get your ass in that bubble. You exchange out your deck of cards. You play your singles ping pong. You sit in whatever Floridian stupid resort with your Mickey Mouse ice cream bars, and you sit there in that bubble too. You don't come and go. You're the commissioner. And Adam Silver, I'm sorry. I've said this on Twitter. I'll say it again. You talk about a commissioner who everybody loves, and that's fine. And we've seen the alternative with some bad commissioners, Rob Manfred looking at you, and Roger Goodell in the past, I understand. I don't know if Adam Silver has walked on water in front of people. The credit this guy gets is so over the top and such a joke sometimes. And this right here is the cherry on top for me. You create a bubble plan, you're the commissioner of the league, you're conceivably saying, admitting you're going to come and go, you're eventually going to hand over the trophy to whoever wins the NBA title should we get there, and you're above reproach, you could just come and go as you please? That's a joke! Adam Silver's a joke! But yet everybody keeps kowtowing to him and talking about what a great guy he is, what a great commissioner he is. I don't know what this guy did, He's come up with very stupid ideas for the future about mid-season tournaments that I guess people like. I don't understand why you would like it. He's gotten so much credit for their early handling of coronavirus where, let's face it, he let two teams in the Jazz and Oklahoma City take the floor knowing that a player back at a hotel for one of the teams was in the process of waiting test results for coronavirus. But yet, because he was the first one to pull players off the floor, everybody gave him credit. No, no, you had to, because anybody in their right mind would have had to do that when Rudy Gobert's test came back. Adam Silver's credit meter is so ridiculous and so over the top, and not joining these players in the bubble and coming and going as you please, to me, is the kicker.
You know what? I'm with you on this about 95%. Even, and it starts with Donald Sterling. I mean, this is what the initial Adam Silver-like entry into our world was.
Right.
And anyone should have done that. And it really falls to me back on David Stern that he didn't address it before Adam Silver became commissioner. There's been some other things that Adam Silver has absolutely skated on. I thought the league, and a lot of it, like, it disconnects, like, attached to Donald Sterling, which was the easy, obvious thing to do. I thought the league kind of let the Hawks off the hook. Remember when there was that audio of the Hawks talking about black fans and white fans and whatever in the bill? Like, that kind of got swept under the rug. And even now this week it bothered me because the league is in the middle of these huge debates about what players should do off the court and on the court. They're going to paint Black Lives Matter on all the courts in Disney. They were discussing with the players, could the players put messages or the names of important people like George Floyd, like Breonna Taylor on their jersey? So all of these different ways to continue this fight and keep the good conversations going. And then Adam Silver was asked the other day in that Time Magazine conversation, well, what about players kneeling? And he goes, well, we have a rule that says you can't, and I don't know that rule's going to change.
Right.
It. Like, that was his answer to that question. In all of this, like, the least controversial thing in all of this to me should be kneeling for the national anthem. Like, we need to move on from this. If you're offended by that still, I don't know what to say anymore. Like, it just, like, it, so we don't need to rehash that conversation again.
Right.
But his answer to that question was like, well, we've got a rule, and the rule's there, and the rule's been on the books like before me, before David Stern. Like, I could not believe that was his answer, and that no one was like, dude, that flies in the face of all the other things that you have been saying and your league has been trying to do, that you're not now going to change the rule and allow your players to kneel for the anthem? I mean, come on.
Adam Silver, complete joke. I agree with you, Bogish. That was answer was ridiculous, and you're right. We don't have to rehash the whole conversation. Even if you don't agree with kneeling, we've kind of gotten to the point where you have to accept it even if you don't agree with it. But just, yeah, we're going to paint what we want to paint on the court and act like we care, but then the biggest argument about kneeling with the anthem, yeah, that's your answer is the rule book. Adam Silver has gotten way too much credit, and him coming and going in the bubble to me is a total joke. But we got headlines to get to, so what do you got, folks?
And these ones are sponsored by Geico, who has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. The NFLPA has apparently not yet signed off on shortening the preseason to 2 games like the league is now considering. That significant of a change needs to be bargained, not just decided by the NFL. Players might not want any preseason games to limit their possible exposure to COVID-19. As for the regular season, teams could ask fans to sign coronavirus liability waivers before attending a game. That waiver will be part of a bigger reopening proposal the league will soon send to teams. All of that is from The Athletic. And the NFL is reportedly canceling the supplemental draft for this year. FC Dallas is officially dealing with 6 positive COVID-19 tests. The first 2 came as the team arrived at the MLS site at Disney World. The next 4 came from inside. And now there are reportedly 3 more players and a coach who have the virus. So that's a total of 10. It's unclear if this is just bad luck or if anyone broke protocol and exposed people. The club's first game scheduled for a week from today. Now, last season's MVP, Carlos Vela of LAFC, said to be leaning towards not playing at Disney. His status has long been in doubt because his wife is pregnant. Wizards guard Bradley Beal and Pacers guard Victor Oladipo of the Pacers, are still unsure if they'll play in Florida. Both have health concerns. For Oladipo, he just played 13 games before the league shut down after missing a year with a ruptured quad tendon, so he's afraid of re-injuring himself. Stanford football players began returning to campus yesterday under strict COVID-19 regulations. Head coach David Shaw told Jim Rome yesterday his program in good shape so far.
We're doing well. We are adjusting sometimes daily to changing normal. But for the most part, we're taking it with a positive attitude and doing the best we can in the situation.
Stanford says no player will face any punishment, including a loss of scholarship, if they opt out of playing. Alabama football gets a commitment from five-star defensive end Dallas Turner from the class of 2021. That continues the tied streak of two five-star commits in each class now since 2017. And the NHL and its players are reportedly close to a revamped CBA, which will include plans to return to the Olympics. The whole agreement is not the finish line just yet, and Olympic participation still also needs negotiations with the IOC. And now, Sean, let's get stunned.
Let's go.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Sean, this is why not even with the best of friends should you help somebody move. It is just, it's not worth your time and effort as a good friend, a brother, a sister, whatever it may be. Just don't do it. Today's stunned to a news comes from Connecticut, where a man was helping a friend move into an old house in a neighborhood in Connecticut, where he then stepped through the floor. Now, I don't know about you, I watch a lot of DIY shows and home renovation shows. Like, people have stepped through the floor, and your foot's hanging through the basement, or you're in the ceiling, and you step through, and now your foot's hanging through the dining room ceiling, whatever it may be. But this guy, when he steps through the floor, doesn't find the next level of the house, the subfloor, a crawl space. He falls through the floor into a 30-foot well filled with water. So he's now treading water for 25 or so minutes until finally someone can get there, rescuers, and pull him out. He's okay, but how about that? One false step and you're swimming in a well underneath your buddy's house you're trying to help move into.
Yeah, and so right off the bat, if I'm the buddy, I immediately sell the house after patching the floor because I'm not ever risking the fact that that's my next level is 30 feet into a well. Second of all, as far as a well goes, to be able to fall into that well and not really, like, break your leg, just be able to tread water and the water be deep enough in there that you could even hang on. To me, I find alarming because I always thought, you know, it kind of gets narrower and narrower, that your whole body in that spot, that would not be an easy fall. I also wonder how freezing that water must have been in the well at that point as well.
Or disgusting.
Or disgusting is another word to use. But yes, I would also say for this guy who falls in the well now is saved. As you pointed out, you should never help anybody move. He has the ultimate card now. Like, this story is on Google forever. It will live there forever. Anytime somebody he meets, future, you know, brother-in-law, hey, can you help me move? All he has to do is, hey, Google this story. This was me. This is why I'm not helping you move.
Right. I've done my good deed. I almost drowned helping somebody move. That makes no sense, right? Yeah, I almost drowned helping somebody move into a house. So I'm out. Find somebody else.
Yeah, and you know that somewhere, like, the significant other of the friend who was moving said, oh, great. Is he going to come? He stepped through there. He better patch this up now. After swimming in a well and treading water, somehow it'll be his fault that there's now a giant hole that leads to a well, and he better come patch it up without understanding. Oh, yeah, he almost died trying to help us. Maybe next time we'll just have the movers handle this.
Oh, there's no doubt that somehow that was held against him for breaking the floor and finding the well by somebody. But, yeah, I mean, this is, again, whether it's just too long of a day, hurting your back, getting an injury any other way, but now falling into a well is on the list. Two, you just can't help somebody move. And by the way, how is a well underneath a house? I know a lot of people listening, Sean, have well water. They have cesspools. Those things are all, as a city kid, those things are all off my table, off my radar. I've got no idea where they're supposed to be, how they work. But should the owner be mad, too, that there was a well hidden underneath his floor?
Yeah, I would agree. This sounds like something where they basically built a house on the property of one of the Game of Thrones sites. Exactly.
Right.
Why is there a well? And there, you know, as I led the show with my little flooded basement here, at least I have a drain and at least I have some sewers, so I can't imagine stepping through into a well. And that is your stunt to a news. We got to keep Pete happy on the breaks here, Bogish. When we come back, this date in Mothership history, you know, we just talked about me with the blueberries and the muffins. It was a year ago today that I finally learned another entity when it comes to the bread baking world and what it actually meant. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Come one, come all, step inside. It's this date in Mothership history.
The date was July the 2nd. The year was 2019. We were still allowed out of our homes and to travel, but I also learned what wheat actually is.
Sugars will kill you, and the wheat's going to kill you. And you get jammed up on wheat. Like
no, I eat regular pasta. I don't eat the wheat pasta.
Well, I just mean any wheat, regular pasta or wheat pasta.
To eat
wheat.
You got to beat
wheat. Like no. At my birthday party, like you crush like 5 pieces of pizza.
But I thought that was regular crust, not the wheat crust.
Well, what kind of crust do you think it's made out of?
Pizza dough.
Well, that's wheat.
Then why would they have wheat?
Well, that's like whole wheat. The
homonym?
The homonym.
Homonym?
When it's called wheat, it's whole wheat. But if it's not anything, it's still wheat.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
So you thought this entire time when you eat regular white bread, you didn't think that was wheat?
I did the Oreo.
No, because they have a wheat bread.
Well, what did you think it was made out of?
Again, yeast. I think there's sugars in there because that's what the carbs are with Atkins. So it's carbs and it's yeast.
He faked us all out.
What? And that rolls together with the dough with the water.
Well, the yeast and the dough and the whole thing, that's wheat. So.
Again, okay, so that's
fine. It's not whole wheat.
Like, and honestly, I'm not trying to argue with you. That's fine if you're teaching me that. I just don't understand why we would have separate wheat bread then.
I love sweets as well. I cannot help.
Bread is wheat.
Wheat is whole wheat.
So what about the rye bread? Is that wheat too?
Yes, it's bread is wheat. Yes.
So why have a separate category for wheat?
It's whole wheat. When you see wheat, it's actually whole wheat.
So what, we're getting half a wheat in the other one?
Look at the way it's processed.
3/4 wheat?
New York bagel.
Now you can think about this when there is 5 slices of pizza available.
Have 4. When... I had 4 at your birthday and have 5.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So when there's 4 available, have 3. At my birthday, I'm glad that you ate and enjoyed it. That made me happy.
It was artisanal pizza.
No, I know.
2 slices equal 1 on the scale.
Fat guy.
Making me out to be some kind of pig. They were smaller slices.
I'm saying when you order Papa John's on a football Sunday, instead of having 4, have 3.
Oh, boy. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Bogish, I still say that is a very, very confusing way to go. If you offer wheat options, but all along, all of them are wheat options. I don't know how anybody doesn't get confused by that.
Well,
your pause said it all.
Yeah, I don't know how to start this like in a nice-ish way. I just don't know, and I kind of hope that most people don't look at these things the same way that you do. Like yesterday with the wool and wolf thing, like, I don't want to cater to your brain that much. Like, pizza is pizza dough. The whole wheat part is what's different, and it's theoretically it's a little bit healthier or less bad for you. That's why they throw, like, the wheat dough on there. But it all, like, it comes from wheat at the very beginning of it all. So it's just shocking to me at times the things that you don't know by just being alive. Not even, like, school book stuff. Just, like, stuff that you acknowledge you accrue just by being alive day after day and things happening around you.
So a perfect example of this, the other day when I was going to buy wraps at the supermarket, they have white flour or they have whole wheat. Now, that's what I don't understand. The white flour, why, if that is also wheat, just label it wheat?
Because they have to have a different name because they come from different, like the different ingredients. But like the white flour starts as wheat, and wheat becomes the flour, and that's then how you get to having dough and bread. Then they say, well, this one is whole wheat to make you think that it's a little bit better for you.
It still doesn't answer my question. But
yeast. Somebody will answer my questions. Badlands Booker on next ahead of the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. It's Bogish. It's me, Mraz. It's the DA show. We come back with Booker next on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.